This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah walhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi. We're coming you to the stories of the prophets, and we are with episode 44, and we're still with the story of Musa alayhi salam. Welcome my brothers and sisters, those on Facebook and those on Instagram. I hope you're all doing great. Let me just, inshallah ta'ala, give a minute for more people to join so that we can resume our series, The Stories of the Prophets. Today is session number 13, talking about Musa alayhi salam. 13. Right, so we're episode 44, session number 13, and today inshallah ta'ala will be a really interesting session inshallah, as they are all interesting session. Yes, why not? Let's go live with another bar. Let's see what she's saying. Sunday wants to go live, let's go live with them, why not? Alan, 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 Ammo,
Assalamu
alaikum. Alaikum salam, Ammo, how are you?
Good, and you?
Hey, Montreal, Montreal, Montreal. Hey, mashallah. I'm looking at you. No! قلبه, 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 هكذا. هكذا. Hey, mashallah. But I can show you, Shana. طلع, 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 طلع. طلع, شوي, طلع. لا, لا, ما جيتي. أولادك, أولادك, أولادك. ما شاء الله. السلام عليكم.
نعم
هنا. ما شاء الله.
شارجي
وبغيت نشوفكم قبل ما نشوفكم. Exactement. السلام عليكم. Je vois rien. Je veux. Mais non 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 non. Regarde. طلع طلع. ما شاء الله. Alors, what's your name and what's your name?
My name is Rida.
ما كنشوفش ما كنشوفش ما كنشوف والو
انا. أنا مهدي.
أنت مهدي وأنت رضا.
أنا رضا.
أنت رضا. انت رضا وانا رياض شتي بحال بحال very close hello I lost them oh they're back
yes
okay sorry. رضا and مهدي رضا how yeah. are you how are رضا how old are you
good and you
how old are you
I'm 9 years old
9 years old مهدي
10
10 oh 10 ما شاء الله are you married You're not married yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. No, no girlfriend? No girlfriend? All right. So, are you guys ready today? Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to go with the stories of the prophets, with the story of Musa. Okay? You guys ready? I'm going to ask you a question. And then if you win, I'm going to send you a prize. Okay?
What's the prize?
The prize will be something nice. That's going to come all the way to your home, okay?
Inshallah.
Yalla. All right. I'm going to ask you a question. So we have people on Facebook and we have people on Instagram and people are watching you guys. All right. So let's start with Rida.
Yeah.
Okay, Rida. Let's start with Rida, inshallah. All right. So you followed all the series, like all the prophets with me so far? Did you follow all the prophets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You. And one until 44.
Huh?
One until now.
Now until what? Now. MashaAllah alaik. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Okay. Rida, there is a very, very handsome prophet, just like you. Very handsome prophet. What's his name?
Yusuf.
MashaAllah alaik. You see, easy. You won. Mahdi. Mahdi.
Yes.
You see, I'm giving you easy questions, easy. I just want you to win, okay, Mahdi? So, Yusuf, okay. Yusuf alayhi salam. Okay, tayyib. Mahdi, let me ask you a question. First of all, I need your mom to send me the address, okay? Tell her to send me the address. So that I can send you the prize to your home address, inshallah, okay?
After.
Okay, very good. Okay. Mahdi.
Yes.
Who was the prophet that was thrown in the fire?
Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Mashallah alaykum. Hooray! Because they are my nephews, I gave them very easy questions and
give
they won.
Give me something harder.
Oh, you want something harder?
Yes.
Okay, here it is. You want something harder. You want something harder. Who was the prophet that was sent to Qawm Ad? Well, you said you want something harder. You want something harder. You asked for
something
it.
Something else.
Who was the prophet that was sent to Qawm Thamud?
I don't know.
Well, you said something hard. This is something hard.
This is like how many prophets has existed or something.
How many prophets existed? Yalla, how many prophets?
124,000.
MashaAllah. Very good. Very good. 124,000. Who was the prophet that came with a camel? A prophet that was sent with a camel.
Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salam.
Well, Sayyidina Muhammad, yeah, the camel. But there was this prophet who had a camel and their people, they killed his camel. They killed his camel.
Don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't remember you talking about the camel.
Of course I did. Go back.
Oh, yeah.
Go back and listen to the story of Saleh. Exactly. So that was Prophet Saleh. The prophet that was sent to Qawm Ad, his name is Hud. And the prophet that was sent to Qawm Thamud is?
Saleh.
No. Qawm Saleh, Thamud. Yeah, you're right. I'm wrong, you're right. It was Saleh. MashaAllah alayk. And who's the prophet that was sent? Who was the prophet that lived almost 1,000 years?
I know. This is
Nuh alayhi salam. Very good. Very good. All right. So you won a prize, and Mehdi and Rida won a prize. MashaAllah alaykum. And you shall receive your prize, inshallah, very soon. So it will be customized, Mehdi, and most likely either a canvas. Either the canvas with maybe a name of Allah or something nice, or the name of a prophet, or maybe a bookmark, customized as well. Which one would you like?
I would like a bookmark.
A bookmark for you and for Mehdi?
Canvas.
Okay, so we'll have one canvas and one bookmark. It will be delivered to your home in Montreal, Canada. Alrighty? Okay. Very good?
Yes.
Right. All right. You take care. Stay tuned, because inshallah ta'ala we will have some fun today as well, okay?
Inshallah.
All right. Say salam to your mom and to your dad for me.
How do we leave?
I will leave. Bye. I will
bye.
Leave.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Where do we leave? How do bye. I leave now? I don't know. I'm trying to cut.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, let's do it, huh? Okay, good. All right, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Salatu Wassalam, Rasulullah. That was fun. Jazakum Allah khair, sisters and brothers. This is Riyad Urzazi welcoming you back to the Stories of the Prophets, episode 44, session number 13. We're still with Fir'aun and Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, you know, the last time in our last episode, we talked about the confrontation between Musa and the sorcerers. And all these sorcerers in one hadith, they said that there were about 10,000 of them, right? That confronted Musa, and then they threw their hibal, they threw their staffs, their sticks, and their ropes, and these sticks or ropes turned into snakes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Musa to throw his stick, and then as he threw his stick, a huge, gigantic, you know, snake turned into a snake. Which devoured all the other snakes, and then the sorcerers became believers. This is really interesting. You know, Ibn Abbas said that they were non-believers in the morning, and they turned to be believers in the evening, subhanAllah. They were non-believers during the day, and they became believers during the night. They became martyrs, in fact, during the night. These sorcerers, they confronted Musa. They were non-believers, right? But then, you know, Allah Azza wa Jal guided them, and then they turned into martyrs. Why martyrs? Because Fir'aun, you know, he placed them, you know, behind these trees, and he started cutting off their hands and their feet, right? And as he was cutting off their hands and feet, they were making du'a. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with patience to endure this pain, this punishment that they were going through. You know, and who's giving them this punishment? Fir'aun. It's better to have this punishment here rather than being punished in the hell, you know, in the hereafter, in hellfire, by being non-believers. But subhanAllah, they were non-believers, and then in the evening they turned into martyrs. Allahu Akbar. And then there's hadith on that by the Prophet Muhammad. He says about a man who is believer. This is one of the fitan of this life, one of these wonders and one of these trials of this dunya. When a man, you know, during the day he's a believer, and before, you know, the night he becomes a non-believer. And then during the night, another man, you know, during the night he's a non-believer, and then during the day he becomes a believer. You know, this fitan of this dunya. So we will always ask, and we make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, always the dua of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Oh, to the one who turned his hearts, you know, Allah Azza wa Jal, who turns hearts from kufr to iman and iman to kufr. The Prophet Muhammad used to make this dua to Allah to make his heart be firm in the religion of al-Islam, in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after Fir'aun killed those sorcerers, and then he wanted to kill Musa alayhi salam as well, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, showed something beautiful. Now Musa started showing his miracles. You know, how many miracles altogether? 9 miracles altogether so far. 9 miracles altogether. The first miracle was the stick that turned into a snake. The second miracle, who remembers, by the way, the second miracle, sisters and brothers? We talked about it, those of you on Instagram and those of you on Facebook. Who remembers the second miracle of Musa alayhi salam? And this happened, I can give you a tip. And the tip here is, when Musa was coming back from Midian, from Jordan, when Musa was coming back from Jordan towards Egypt, you know? So this is when the second miracle happened. What's that second miracle? His brother, no, that wasn't a miracle. His brother being a prophet, he asked Allah for that. True, he asked Allah for that, and Allah Azza wa Jal, he blessed him with, you know, he approved of his request. But there was another miracle. There was another miracle when he went to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm giving you more tips. There was another miracle when he went to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's that miracle? Yes, he spoke to Allah. True. But what is the miracle? There were two miracles that happened when he spoke to Allah Azza wa Jal. One of them being the staff turning into a snake. That was the first miracle. The second miracle, if you remember, who remembers? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him the coolness of the mountain? No. The white hand, Nastabit, mashallah. Nastabit, you're right. Mashallah, Nastabit. You're the man. I mean, you're the woman. Yes, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa to put his hand on in one narration in his pocket, you know, or under his armpit, you know. And he did that, and then he brought up his hand, and his hand turned like nur, you know, illuminated hand. You know, the hand became white, became very bright, a bright, bright hand. So he would put it back, and then bring it back, it would turn as is, and then he would put it back again, and then, and you know, bring it back, and then he'd turn bright, very bright, you know, nur coming out from it. And then he puts it back in his pocket, again it will turn back into its original form. So this was second miracle of Musa alayhi salam. By the way, when Allah in the Arabs, when they say put your hand in your pocket, the pocket of the Arabs at the time, you know, the pocket was known to be right here, not the pocket in the sides, you know. The pocket, you know, the Arabs at the time, you know, when they say pocket means the one on, you know, on their, like, you know, maybe their chest here. So Allah told him to put his hand in one narration in his pocket, or in another narration under his armpit, and then he brought up his hand and his hand turned very, very, very bright. So that was the second miracle. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. In Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. And we gave Musa 9 clear signs. So far, 2 signs, you know, were revealed. 2 signs were clear and shown to Musa alayhi salam. Fir'aun wanted to kill Musa now. And what was Musa's request? Musa's request is very simple. Let me take Ben Israel out of Egypt. Stop enslaving them. Stop, you know, mistreating them and stop disgracing them. Let me take Ben Israel out of Egypt. This is his request. Keep your palace, keep your whatever you want to keep. Just give me Ben Israel. Give me the children of Israel and let me take them out of Egypt. Stop enslaving them. That's all, you know, Musa requested. Musa, Fir'aun, now has moved into another stage. And that is to, you know, wanting to kill Musa alayhi salam. But Allah kept sending him, you know, one sign after another. The very first sign in Surah Al-Isra, again, verse number 30. وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. Indeed, we punished the people of Fir'aun with years of drought. Here's the first sign, another sign. Maybe they will believe. Maybe some people from the Egyptians, they will believe. You know, so Allah kept sending one sign after another. Third sign, drought and shortness of crops. So they may take heed. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. So they may take heed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, inflicted upon them a drought. They're, you know, what do they have there in Egypt? Egypt, as I mentioned, you know, some time back, the land of Egypt is 96% desert. And 4% is that 4% which in fact is located, you know, near you know, the Nile, where there is some crops and some green. Other than that, it's mostly desert. So they rely on filaha, on agriculture, mostly on agriculture in that 4% of the land. Subhanallah, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicted upon them drought, no rain, no food. On top of that, shortness of crops. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. So months of drought. And then, no, it didn't happen. It did not work with them. So what happened? Another sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No more drought. Allah Azza wa Jalla goes and then send matar, tufan. What's tufan, brothers and sisters? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them flood. They were flooding, right? There was a drought, and then after the drought came rain. They thought, oh, alhamdulillah, there's rain now. But in fact, that rain turned into flood, tufan, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانِ. And we sent upon them the flood. Not only the flood, one after another. Because initially they said, قَالُوا, they said, مَهْمَا تَأْتِنَا مِنْ آيَةٍ لِتَسْحَرَنَا بِهَا فَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Whatever evidence you bring to us, whatever ayah, whatever sign you bring to us, O Musa, we're not going to believe. We're not believers. So bring whatever sign you want to bring. Okay, this is a challenge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them, you know, number one, this famine, this drought. And after the drought, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them tufan. What's tufan? Tufan, as I said, is flood. And after the flood, listen to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them al-jarad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 132, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِعَ وَالدَّمَ آيَاتٍ مُفَصَّلَاتٍ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla sent upon them flood, and then he sent upon them locusts. You know, locusts is just like that, you know, thing that flies. It's not a bird, but it's like a, you know, it's not a bird, but it's something that flies that destroys the crops. Locusts, lice. You know, lice. You will see lice in their beds. They will see lice, you know, people in their hair, you know, lice just stuck in their fields. I'm sure you know what lice is. You know, sometimes, you know, maybe a child, you know, if a child is infected by lice, they tell them, you know, go back home. You know, don't go, don't come back here until you get yourself cleaned. So al-qummal, in Arabic it's called al-qummal. So Allah Azza wa Jalla sent upon them, you know, the flood, tufan, wal-jarad, locusts, wal-qummal, you know, lice, wal-dafadi'. What's a dafadi'? Dafadi' means frogs. Frogs? Yeah, huge frogs everywhere. You know, covering their crops, covering their lands, covering the town of Egypt, you know, of Cairo, where, you know, the town, covering the inside, and they will enter their rooms, they will enter their houses, they will find, you know, frogs everywhere, and it was terrible. This is again one sign after another as a punishment. This is not something nice. This is a punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal. Be it so that they can take heed and come back to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, Fir'aun, you know, refused to believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, one more sign. Ad-dam, blood. What kind of blood? Imagine the Nile, the river, turned into blood. Because they had at least water. They had to have water. And they used to rely a lot on the Nile for watering the field and watering, you know, their crops and watering their, you know, their cattle and whatnot. So now before their eyes, they see the Nile turning into blood. So they can't, you know, they have nothing to eat now for months, for years. They have nothing to eat. They just, you know, drought, flood, lice, locusts, destroying all their fields. Them, you know, blood at the end, but they remained arrogant. They remained arrogant. Brothers and sisters, this is one of the, subhanAllah, worst disease that a person may be inflicted with. Something called arrogance. Al-kibr. Al-kibr, arrogance. And this is in fact something that kicked shaitan from Jannah. Being arrogant. How being arrogant? قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. Allah Azza wa Jalla created Adam, and he told all the angels to prostrate to Adam, to make sujood to Adam. They all made sujood to Adam, except Iblis. Why Iblis? He said, I'm better than him. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. I'm better than him. You created me from fire, from smoke, and you created him from clay. This is called arrogance. This is what, you know, kicked him out of Jannah. Fir'aun, arrogant. Despite all these, not one, not two, not three, nine clear evidence from Allah Azza wa Jal, yet he remained not a believer. He remained arrogant. He did not want to believe. Yes, we talked about those people who believed. We talked about his wife who believed. We talked about the lady who came, the maid, his daughter's maid who believed. And he killed her, and he killed her children, and he killed his wife, Asiya, right? We talked about his cousin, so-called, who believed. But the majority of the people did not believe, because Fir'aun was saying, مَا أُرِيكُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَرَىٰ. You only see what I see. You see what I see and you say what I say. the greatest dictatorship of all time, Fir'aun. The greatest dictator of all time is Fir'aun. You only see what I see. You only say what I say. ما أريكم إلا ما أرى وما أهديكم إلا سبيل الرشاد. I'm the one who guides you. Didn't he used to say, أنا ربكم الأعلى, I am your Lord, the Most High. So be careful, brothers and sisters, about this disease of the heart called arrogance. Because I mentioned some time before that sometime you could be arrogant without even you knowing. Some of you may remember when I spoke about that. You may be arrogant without even you knowing that you're arrogant. Looking down on people. Looking down on people that work with you, or people that go to school with you, or people that, you know, that, you know, that befriend you, or they try to befriend you, you know, looking down upon them, thinking that you're better than everybody else. You have to be very careful. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِعَ وَالدَّمَ آيَاتٍ مُفَصَّلَاتٍ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا, استكبار, تكبر. تكبر means arrogant, being arrogance, يعني being arrogant, استكبار. But this name only is befitted to Allah, because one of the names of Allah is Al-Kabir Al-Mutakabbir. Allahu Akbar. Ya Salam. This is amazing. This is only befitted to Allah, Mutakabbir. What does that mean? Allah Azza wa Jalla is so arrogant to punish you, to mistreat you. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's arrogant about it. He's not going to do something like that. He didn't create you to punish you. He's mutakabbir. So this is something that is only befitted to Allah, but cannot be befitted to human beings. Takabbur. Brothers and sisters, I have a question for you. Those of you on Instagram and those of you on Facebook, try to answer this question. Allah could have destroyed them on the spot. He could have destroyed Fir'aun. But he kept giving him one sign after another. One evidence after another. One after another. Why didn't he just send all of these at one, you know, at, in one shot? Why didn't Allah Azza wa Jalla send all these miracles, you know, in one shot? All these punishments in one shot? Allah could have just destroyed Musa. I mean, astaghfirullah, Fir'aun. He could have destroyed Fir'aun and his, you know, and his crowd and his soldiers. But he kept on giving them, you know, one sign after another. Not even, you know, all these clear signs in one shot, but one after another. Why? Why do you think Allah Azza wa Jalla was doing that? Huh, brothers and sisters, why do you think Allah was doing that? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anybody? Those of you on Instagram and those of you on Facebook? Why do you think Allah Azza wa Jal did not? This is His mercy to bring them on the right path. Mm-hmm. Somebody said His mercy to bring them on the right path. That's Yashmeen. Anybody else? Anybody else why Allah Azza wa Jal did not show all those miracles in the same spot, you know? Allah wants him to repent from Shahnaz, yeah, because he wants them to believe, yes, mashallah, this is this, yeah, to give them chances. We learn in stages, yes, to teach him a lesson, to be gentle with them. It is actually to be gentle. Despite all these punishments, like Nawal, she said, yes, it is definitely to be, Allah is gentle. Despite all the punishments, He is gentle, because He could have sent all this punishment in one shot, and He could have just destroyed Fir'aun, alayhi salam. But He kept on, you know, here's a reminder, come back to me. No, here's another reminder, come back to me. No, here's a third, come back, believe. No, here's a fourth. What more do you need? Here's a fourth, come back. And sometimes, you know, and you don't pray, and Allah wants to punish you somehow. You know, you don't want to wear hijab, and Allah wants to punish you somehow. You need to shake you up a little bit. You know, you go through disease, you go through sickness, you lose job, you lose a house. You may go through some problems with your husband, maybe with your wife, maybe with your kid, one after another. Allah is shaking you in a way. Wake up, come back to me. But sometimes, you see, our self-consciousness, you know, it gives you that message, but sometimes we ignore these messages. our consciousness, right, gives you, it gives us messages, but yet sometimes we tend to ignore these messages one after another, to shake you up, to shake us up, to come back to him, come back to me. Okay, fifth evidence, six, seven, eight, nine signs, one after another, so that they may take heed, so that they may believe. But Fir'aun was adamant, he did not want to believe. Prophet. Not only that, brothers and sisters, there was another punishment. وَلَمَّا وَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّجْزِ. What's a rijz? Ta'un, punishment. They were hit by skin disease. Ta'un. You know, talking about this pandemic, you know, coronavirus, you know, this COVID-19. It's a pandemic, right? So, Ta'un, there was a plague also at the time of Fir'aun, one after another, one clear evidence after another, and the last one was Ta'un. This plague, you know, that became, that spread throughout the town, and people were getting sick, and people were dying from that pandemic, from that town, from that plague. قالوا يا موسى ادع لنا ربك بما عهد عندك لئن كشفت عنا الرجز لنؤمنن لك ونرسلن معك بني إسرائيل قالوا يا موسى ادع لنا ربك بما عهد عندك لئن كشفت عنا الرجز لنؤمنن لك ونرسلن معك بني إسرائيل. سورة الأعراف 134. Now they came to Musa. After, you know, the plague spread and people were dying, Fir'aun came to Musa. يا موسى ادع لنا ربك. Listen to this. This is another type of arrogance. Oh Musa, invoke your Lord. ادع لنا ربك. Call your Lord. Make dua to your Lord. Invoke your Lord. بما عهد عندك. لئن كشفت عنا الرجز. Ask him to remove this punishment. Ask him to remove this punishment. If he was to remove this punishment, لنؤمنن بك لك. We shall believe in you and we shall let go of Bani Israel. That's a promise. Musa is making a promise now. I mean, Fir'aun, I'm sorry. Fir'aun is making a promise. Oh, Musa, invoke your Lord to stop this, to remove this punishment, to remove this plague. Has he done that? We will believe in you, and we shall send Banu Israel with you. We shall let them go. We shall let them out. We shall free them, and free them to let them out with you. Khalas, we will believe. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الرِّجْزَ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ هُمْ بَالِغُوهُ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. Oh, right after that, verse number 135 in Surah Al-A'raf. The first one was in verse 134, when they asked, when he asked Allah Azza wa Jalla for Musa to make dua, so that they will, you know, and the promise was, If he was to remove this punishment, they shall believe in him and they shall let Bani Israel go. In 135, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and behold, they broke their word, they broke their promise. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviated that pain, alleviated that plague and that punishment, إِذَا هُمْ بَالِغُوا إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. They went back, not believing him, not keeping their promise. They made a promise and then they broke it. And in fact, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about the signs of the hypocrites. The signs of the hypocrites. And the hypocrites, brothers and sisters, are in the lowest level of hellfire. Inna al-munafiqina fi al-darki al-asfali min al-nar. There's two hadiths with regard to the hypocrites. One hadith that says the sign of the hypocrites are three. And another hadith that says that the signs of the hypocrites are four. And one of the signs, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانْ. When he speaks, he lies. When he makes a promise, he breaks his promise. And when he's given a trust, he wastes and he loses that trust. When somebody gives him a trust to keep, he wastes that trust. And when he speaks, he lies. And when he makes a promise, he breaks a promise. These are the signs of hypocrites. Fir'aun, he broke his promise. He made that promise to Allah, oh our Lord, oh Musa, ask your Lord to remove this punishment. And if he was to do that, we shall believe in you and we shall let Bani Israel go and free them. So Allah Azza wa Jal removed his punishment, removed the plague, removed that ta'un, removed, you know, the Nile turned back into its original form now, no longer blood. No more locusts, no more dafadi, no more lice, and no more frogs and whatnot. So Allah Azza wa Jalla again removed his punishment. Are they going to believe? No, they did not believe. They did not believe. فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we took retribution from them. Allah Azza wa Jal was to avenge Musa alayhi salam. They made promise. They did not keep their promise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took retribution from them by means of destroying them. And here comes the second or third stage now. The third stage. This is where Musa alayhi salam, this is the fourth stage. This is where Musa alayhi salam will be told to take Banu Israel out and to leave Egypt in the midst of the night. Khalas. Just like Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he tried and he tried and he tried. But then Allah revealed to him, migrate, migrate. These people from Mecca, khalas, you know, go and live in Medina and work with the people of Medina. People of Mecca, enough for them for now. Quraysh, khalas. So Musa tried and tried and tried. Then came the order from Allah Azza wa Jal, oh Musa, فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي لَيْلًا فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي لَيْلًا. Take my slaves at night, the Bani Israel. Where is he going to take them? And how is he going to take them? And from where are they going to cross? There's like hundreds of thousands of them from Bani Israel. He's going to take them out. And what is Fir'aun doing? Doesn't Fir'aun know? Yes, Fir'aun, he knows. He has his intelligence. He has his people, his spies being, you know, amongst the Bani Israel. So he knows whatever happens, he receives the news. But Musa kept telling his people, Ista'inu billah, because Fir'aun has also made another promise. He says, we shall kill the children, we shall kill the man, and we shall, you know, mistreat the women. This is Fir'aun's promise again, just like before. Just like before, before the birth of Musa, alayhi salam, he used to kill their man and kill their children and mistreat the women. So Fir'aun said the same thing again now. After all the clear evidences that he saw, he says, we're going to, you know, kill their man, kill their children. Why kill the children? Because kill the children, if the children grow up, they're going to, you know, come back and, you know, and revenge. So we not want that. We're going to kill the children as well. ونستحي نساءهم. And then, you know, mistreat the women. إن حرام العياذ بالله. So Musa told his people, استعينوا بالله واصبروا. Seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, sometimes we have, in fact, not only sometimes, yes, when you go through hardships and difficulties, as if Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling you, you have nobody other than me to come back to. You have no one other than me to come back to. You have no one other than me to go back to and to seek help from. Come to me. You've tried this and you've tried that and you've tried many ways and you've tried many paths and you've tried many groups and you've tried. Give Allah a chance. Ista'inu billahi wasbir. Seek help from Allah and be patient. Yes, it's going to be difficult, but be patient. But Banu Israel told Musa, you know, we were, you caused that harm before when you left, and you caused us harm when you came back. Look, This is after all Musa is doing for Ben Israel. Ben Israel are telling Musa, oh Musa, you caused us harm before you left, and when you left, and you caused us harm when you came. This is Ben Israel. That's another challenge. So he's been ordered now to take Ben Israel out and to start a new life with them. But they will have to go through the Red Sea. And to cross that Red Sea, how are they going to cross the Red Sea? Hundreds of thousands of them. And then Fir'aun and his soldiers are, you know, coming after them. Do you smell it, sisters and brothers? Do you smell something here? Do you smell it or you don't smell it? Do you see it or you don't see it? I don't know. If you don't smell it, then there's a problem. If you didn't smell it, there's definitely a problem. You don't smell it? Of course. Right? You see the Yashmin, you smelled it, right? Right? What did you smell? What did you guys smell? What's going to happen? How? It is a cliffhanger, definitely. It is definitely a cliffhanger. You smell it, yes. Definitely a cliffhanger. Yes, Shahnaz. Yes, Fatima. Yes, Munisa. Yes, yes, Sana. Yes, Mehdi. Yes, Rida. It is definitely a cliffhanger. So tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to meet to talk about Musa and Bani Israel. And this is something amazing. Oh, something amazing where another miracle will happen. Another miracle will happen. The miracle of the staff of the stick. The miracle of the stick. The miracle of the ocean splitting asunder. Right? The ocean splitting asunder. What's going to happen? No. Is the ocean going to split just like this? Or is it going to have paths in the ocean? We're going to have paths because hundreds of thousands of them. Hundreds of thousands of Ben Israel all going out with Musa. So they need more than just one path. Yes, they will have more than one path, you know, going together with Musa. But then they will come before that. They will say something interesting to Musa. Ben Israel, right? He's with them. He's there. They are with the prophet. As they reach the sea, the Red Sea, and they're stuck, they will say something bad to Musa. They will say something really hurtful to Musa. And what would Musa say? What would Musa say, you know, and reply back to them? Of course, that will be as well tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, my brothers and sisters. So I shall meet you all together, inshallah, tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time for another episode of Musa, of the story of the prophets, inshallah ta'ala. Episode will be 45, session number 40. That will be tomorrow, too, inshallah. Today was episode number 44, session number 13, talking about Musa and Banu Israel, and again, you know, and Fir'aun. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless you all, and ask Allah Azza wa Jal to honor you all, and to save you all, and to protect you all. Thank you all for coming. Thank you, Sana. Thank you, Rida. Thank you, Rida, and thank you, Mehdi. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Nawal, and thank you. Sister Fatima, Sister Yashmin, those of you on Facebook, thank you for joining. Ahmed and Shahnaz, Barakallahu Fikum. Nawal, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. You don't want to miss it, right? You know, this is why I keep it nice and short, so that if you want to do something else, you can go back and do something else. So I keep it very, you know, so that we don't want you to get bored, right? I don't want you to get bored. You know, 40 minutes or so, we do it, and then we let you go and move on to do your thing. Thank you so much for joining. You know, Brother Umair, Barakallahu Fikum, Zakumullah Khair. Have a great, great, great weekend, inshallah. Have a great evening, whatever you are, great night, great day, depending where you are in the world. And I shall see you all tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Zakumullah Khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, guys. Assalamu alaikum.